welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the Executive Director and Founder of the SLMA, the one and only Jim Overmeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Paul Roberts is our producer for all things in the Funnel Radio channel. Our subject today is marketing intelligence software, how it improves sales and marketing ROI. Our guest today is Katie Bullard. She's the Chief Growth Officer at Discover. Org. While marketing intelligence may be a new term for some companies, Discover.org has been a pioneer in the marketing and sales intelligence software space since 2007. They're not a Johnny-come-lately, suddenly using the AI machine intelligence term to set themselves apart. They've been doing this for a long time. Designed to reduce the time to direct connection with targeted prospects, their platform improves the performance of all prospecting efforts by providing the contacts and context needed to sell and market more efficiently. Bullard is responsible for leading the global marketing, product management, and marketing functions at Discover.org. She brings 15 years of marketing, product, and strategy experience in global high-growth technology businesses to her role at the company. Katie, welcome, and tell us about your company before we get started.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. Simplest way to describe the value of Discover.org is to say that anybody that's in sales and marketing that's trying to find, connect, and sell to new prospects has to have great data on those prospects. And that doesn't mean just great data about the company that they work for. It doesn't mean just great data on their contact information, but it also means great data on the context and the environment in which those prospects are operating. So what do they care about? What are they planning to invest in? What we do at Discover.org is we package all of that up and we deliver all that information, the company, the contact, and the context information that enables our 4,000 customers to find the right companies, find the right people at those companies, find the right time to connect to those people, and deliver the right message that's going to really get them excited and engaged about the product that our customers are selling.
Well, I ran into your company doing cruising the web, especially in marketing intelligence, AI, et cetera. And I saw that you have your own database and you're able to provide the information to people. You're just not a company that says, I see James Overmeyer. I'm going to go on the web and see what Jim's been involved with, where he's been, what he's doing, who he's been contacting. That's a lot of sometimes interesting and sometimes valuable superficial information, but it doesn't always arm salespeople. It arms them with some knowledge, but maybe not the knowledge they really need to sell. So tell us about actual product, how it works, and what it delivers to a sales and marketing person.
That's a great question, and I think you're exactly right. There are a lot of people who purport to sell data out there, and most of that, almost all of it, is data that's scraped from the web. And that is the difference with Discover.org, is that we are pulling data from a variety of sources, some proprietary and some through our integrations with other systems, but primarily what we're doing is we're gathering data from a variety of sources, and then we're verifying that with a team of researchers that sit right here with me in Vancouver, Washington. And we've got over 200 researchers who are validating, verifying, and keeping all of that data cleansed. So they're actually calling in to companies. They're surveying companies. They're finding out what people are spending money on, what they're investing in, what they're primary projects for the upcoming year are. And we combine that with information that we get through our partnerships and our integrations, like what are people searching on the web? What are people looking at? And what kind of content are they downloading? And we pull all of that together to really create a great 360-degree view of our prospect database. But more importantly, we're keeping that data clean all the time. And I think that's the biggest difference that you find with Discover.org versus the other platforms out there, is that we have essentially a self-cleansing and a self-verifying mechanism, so that if I'm a sales or marketer, I invest in Discover.org, I get information on my target prospects, And I don't have to worry about trying to keep that data clean and up to date. I don't have to worry about manually pulling that into all of my other systems, because our platform does that behind the scenes for our customers.
You refresh the data every 60 days. So if I were using the, at the minimum, if I were using the program, then I don't have to enter new information. The information's all automatically entered for me and available for me as a sales or marketing person. I start talking to people and they say, well, you know, that's interesting, Jim, but that was 9 months ago at the company. We've changed since then.
Exactly.
Or the phone numbers are changed, or the website's changed, or their products have changed, or they've gone broke, or they've got a new CEO.
So if you think about what a lot of sales and marketers do, they buy a list, right? They go buy a static list and they upload it into their marketing system, or they upload it into their CRM system. And as soon as they have bought that list, it's out of date. The difference here is you have a platform working. You can integrate it directly with your CRM, with your marketing automation, with your Sales Acceleration system, so that, you know, you can engage directly with your prospects. But on the back end, all of that data is staying fresh and clean and up to date. Let's say in the example that you just gave, I have a target prospect and they just hired a new head of sales. I automatically am getting that information. I'm automatically getting those notifications. I'm automatically getting the email address for that new head of sales fed to me. I don't have to go spend time downloading more data to do that.
I love getting that kind of information, because I know very often a new broom sweeps clean. So when I see new sales and marketing people coming into the companies, I know that's an opportunity for me to sell and to present my products, because they're looking for new ways to differentiate themselves from the previous person in that job. So I know that's just an aside, but I see it valuable. Now, how do you measure the ROI by using this program? I mean, delivering information is nice, and then we'll get into the cost. How do you measure the ROI?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways that our customers measure ROI. I'll start with the first and most simplistic. There's a bunch of stats out there that say that more than two-thirds of a sales person's time is spent doing non-selling things, right? Researching prospects, finding data. We immediately reduce the time that sales reps have to spend on non-selling activities. So the more time that you can spend actually talking to prospects, engaging with them, the more meetings you're going to set, the more demos you're going to have, the more opportunities you're going to create, and the more deals you're going to ultimately close. So our customers consistently see anywhere between 20 and 50% more meetings being set and more opportunities being created, even if they already knew who the prospect was to begin with, because now they have all the data right in their hands. So that's one. The second one is it's going to identify a lot of new high-quality leads for you as well. And so what the platform's going to enable me to do is say, look, I'm looking for companies that fit my ideal customer profile. I'm looking for the right buyers within those companies. And again, typically we see customers seeing anywhere between a 20 and 50% increase in the actual number of leads and prospects that they're able to go after, because they are able to get that data from DiscoverOrg. So again, that has a ripple effect, right? Through more meetings, more opportunities, and more sales.
Recap here. You reduce the time spent prospecting, putting non-selling information in. So as a user, I'm going to measure the time that each one of my inside salespeople spends on the telephone versus actually doing other things. And if I see they spend 5% of their day on the telephone, I've got issues. I've got problems. And you can measure that. Then you also deliver, your platform delivers leads, not just intelligence, but leads of companies that fit our profile. Did I get that right?
Exactly. So our database includes hundreds of thousands of companies, millions of contacts. I can go in, I can either help use DiscoverOrg to help me figure out what my ideal customer profile is and then find lookalike prospects. Or if I already know what it is, I can use the platform to say I'm looking for companies who fit this profile and I'm looking for buyers who fit this profile. And within seconds, I get that information, and then I can immediately push that into my engagement platform and start prospecting to brand new leads.
Okay. So then what's the third item you were going to mention?
Third item is that you're able to avoid the cost of having bad data in your system. Right? Anybody who's been in sales or marketing has felt the pain of bad data. if I think about it on the marketing side, if you have bad email addresses in your database and your bounce rates are high and your deliverability is low, you create all kinds of risk for your business. You end up on blacklists, you end up on spam lists. Ultimately, it can actually impact the reputation of your entire domain. We've heard of customers who have said, our entire website was basically unable to be reached because we had bad email addresses in our system and we'd ended up on these blacklists. The same thing on the sales side. So many sales reps have the pain of calling bad numbers, right? Having bad data when they reach out and essentially losing that opportunity right off the bat. Our research has showed that the cost of every bad record in your database is about $11. You have 1 million records in your database, which is not at all unusual. It's literally costing you $11 million a year, opportunity cost that you are losing with bad data.
Opportunity costs, yeah, a direct cost for marketing, failures of marketing to deliver prospects and qualified leads, salespeople who waste their time really need. I'm really, really convinced. We've been speaking with Katie Bullard. She's the Chief Growth Officer at Discover.org. And we've been talking about how they're just not a marketing intelligence software platform. We've been talking about how their platform improves the sales and marketing ROI. Now, we're going to be back in just a moment after this word from our sponsor.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at validar.com.
And after you do that, we want you to check out another site, the people we're talking to today, Discover.org. The leading global sales and marketing intelligence tool used by 4,000 of the world's fastest growing companies to accelerate their growth. Why not you? Discover.org provides a stream of accurate and actionable company contact and buying intelligence to find, connect with, and sell to targeted buyers, all integrated into all the leading CRM marketing automation tools in the market today. Learn how you can compete at a higher level in an intelligent marketplace at www.discover.org.com. Just like it sounds, discover.org.com. And we would be remiss if we didn't remind you once again, as we have for many months now, that if your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, like all of us, then the book Predictable Prospecting by bestselling author Mary Lou Tyler might be what you're looking for. In it, she shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and predictable revenue growth. Imagine that. Get started right away, turning your business into a sales machine. Just download a free sample chapter and check it out. What do you got to lose? MaryLouTyler.com. Predictable Prospecting. All right. With those ideas out of the way, let's jump back in and get some more nuggets from Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul, for the nice word from our sponsors. We've been speaking with Kathy Bullard. She's been talking about how her program, the program delivered by the company, is a marketing intelligence software program. She's already covered how it eliminates two-thirds of non-selling activities, how it reduces the time that salespeople spend in those activities, how it increases meeting and opportunities by 20 to 50%, which is a big deal. She talked about identifying high-quality leads that match the company profile. In other words, it's a lead generation program for the company, and how their program is able to avoid the cost and pain of bad data, which is huge. Now, who buys and administers the program, and what is the cost, Katie?
Sure. So typically our buyers are in the sales and marketing departments. Our most typical buyer is going to be either a head of sales, a head of marketing, a head of demand gen, a head of inside sales, or even sales and marketing operations. Typically our customers use us in both teams. They use our data across both sales and marketing. And that's actually really important because data is the best way to align your sales and marketing team.
Who administers the platform? Do you administer it or do they? Or IT people or marketing?
So we have have a really simple SaaS platform, right? So anybody, any of our customers can go in and access the data that their companies have access to. Typically, if they're integrating the data with, say, Salesforce, they're integrating it into their marketing automation system or their SDR system, the sales operations or the marketing operations person really administers those integrations to make sure that they're set up and working. But literally, anybody within a couple of minutes of getting access to Discover.org can start seeing value.
How long does it take to set this program up and get running?
So you just got to activate and log in. If you're setting up any integrations, again, with your CRM or marketing automation system, those are typically all set up within a day or two.
They can set that up, or you help them in the setup, or both?
They can set it up, and we also have specialists who can help do that.
What is there any setup cost and the initial cost for this, and what is the ongoing cost for this program?
Their platform ranges in price depending on the amount of data that you're purchasing. So as an example, if you sell only to IT departments, you might only want to buy data on IT contacts. Or if you sell to sales and marketing departments, like we would, you might want to buy access to contacts within the sales and marketing department. So the pricing is based on the data sets that you buy, as well as the number of users that you have. And it can range. We have you know, startups using the platform, only a couple thousand dollars, and we have very, very large enterprises using the platform at a much higher cost. It's totally dependent on the data that you're accessing in the platform.
Okay, so it's not a labor setup cost, it's a data setup cost. And do they pay it by the month, or do they pay it once for a year's usage?
Yeah, so I wouldn't even call it a setup cost, because again, this is an on-demand platform. So the data is there all the time. All you have to do is log in and access it. Our platform is available on an annual subscription basis, and so you can pay that quarterly, or you can pay that annually.
Okay. And then the per seat cost.
Again, you know, we typically don't publicize all the individual prices for the platform because they do range based on the number of users, the size of the company, and the number of data sets. But like I said, somebody can get up and running on Discover.org at a really relatively minimal cost.
Okay, but you've got a cost for each individual salesperson in the company and each marketing person that accesses, and you say it's reasonable, which I believe you, because you wouldn't have this many customers if it weren't reasonable. What's the biggest installation that you have that comes to mind? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but 200 salespeople, or is it 1,000?
No, we have Fortune 10 companies who are using this across thousands of salespeople. And like I said, we also have a couple-person startups who are using it as well. And so that's the great thing with the platform is essentially it's anybody who's looking to grow their pipeline and grow revenue is going to see value from the data.
Well, that's great. So you've answered some of my other questions about that it does deliver qualified leads. We can see that you've got actionable data. Well, you've answered a lot of my questions. You've talked about how it improves the quality and quantity of sales conversations with people. Now, I noticed that you've got this term account-based marketing. You're using account-based everything. How do you mean that?
Sure. So, you know, account-based marketing, I think, sometimes makes it sound like the concept of identifying target accounts and being really smart about who you're going after is limited to the marketing team, and it's not. And so a research firm called Topo, who we've worked with in the past, I think coined this account-based everything approach, which basically just says, look, you're going to be really smart about identifying the right target accounts and then being really disciplined about how you approach those target accounts, how you engage with them. You have to do that across sales, you have to do that across marketing, you might do that across customer success. And so account-based everything is a bit more of a all-encompassing term that really, I think, points to the fact that you have to have all those teams working together to effectively prospect into your top target account.
I've heard the term account-based everything, and there's a few companies starting to use it, but yeah. It sounds like you're walking the talk now. Your company has earned this reputation with IT, sales and marketing, and I believe even finance data sets. Now, what's in the future for the company? Are you going after other data sets that can benefit customers?
Yeah, I think, you know, as all of us have seen, the purchasing power of departments across corporations has really become decentralized over the last 10 years. So when Discover first came out 10 years ago, most of the purchasing power was concentrated in the IT department, which is where we first focused. So we were profiling out IT departments, people within those IT departments, org charts, things like that. And over time, we have added to that. So as you mentioned, we came out with a marketing data set. We came out with our finance data set, our sales data set. Recently, we came out with our human resources data set. We're seeing real explosion in technology and services specific to the HR department. And we will continue to do that. So we have another data set coming out in the next couple of months, and that's our legal and compliance data set. Again, if you think about, you know, the explosion of technology and services around the legal and compliance market, this is an area where our customers want even more and more data. So what's unique about DiscoverOrg is that we profile department by department, because that's how many of us sell, right? We sell into certain departments, or we market into certain departments. We go really deep into those departments. So we're looking for the specific things that HR departments care about, right? We're profiling the right titles for those of us who sell into HR departments. We're asking questions about HR initiatives that are going to be really illuminating if I sell into an HR department. And again, that really separates us from somebody who's just providing a list of contacts or a list of email addresses. So we'll continue to do that over time.
One last question, which we asked over quickly before. You mentioned that you integrate with CRM and marketing automation platforms, correct? Are there any that you specialize in?
Yeah, so we integrate with almost all of the major CRM, marketing automation, and sales acceleration platform. We also have a native application that lives directly within Salesforce. If I use Salesforce, I can actually access the full DiscoverOrg platform without ever leaving Salesforce.
Cool.
But we have connectors and integrations with all of them, right? So whether that's Salesforce or Sugar or Microsoft Dynamics or Zoho on the marketing side, all the major ones like MuckCo and HubSpot and Pardot and the Oracle Marketing Cloud. And then on sales acceleration technology is an area where we're seeing a lot of growth. So these are the tools that inside sales or sales development teams use a lot, like Outreach and SalesLoft and Tellwise. Basically, our data works behind the scenes regardless of which of those platforms you're working in.
Great. We've been speaking with Kenny Bullard, the Chief Growth Officer at DiscoverOrg. She's, I think, really delivered today on the promise to explain their marketing intelligence software, how it improves sales and marketing ROI. They're not Johnny-come-latelys to this marketplace. They've been doing this since 2007. You've got 4,000 customers worldwide, correct?
Correct.
How can someone reach you, Katie Bullard?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.discoverorg.com.
Thank you very much, Katie Bullard, Chief Growth Officer at DiscoverOrg. Over to you, Paul.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Part of the ever-growing list of programs on the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.